Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'll go ahead and get it out of the way. That's my confession. We didn't get a chance to talk about the Aggies and the Longhorns Friday night. First of all, I fully realize I'm surrounded by T-shirt fans, you being one, B. Scott being one, a few others.
Oh, T-shirt me. Longhorn fan?
Yeah, T-shirt okay. Longhorns. I don't mind that.
I don't even think I'm
What's
really
wrong with a T-shirt Longhorn fan, man?
Maybe because they just decided to pick a team and they picked that one.
Oh, so they got to go to that school to represent a little bit?
I
take umbrage with the way that you've set this up.
No, but
I'm not
a T-shirt
Longhorn fan. I just
enjoy chaos.
When did you graduate? I enjoy chaos. I'm not a Longhorns fan.
Where's your Aggie ring?
See, I'm not that's a Longhorns fan.
But you've said on the record that you grew up and you were a Longhorns fan.
I grew up in Austin, and so I spent at least my high school years in Austin.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was there when they won a championship.
B. Scott and
that
you,
mattered to me.
I get it. T-shirt fans, I don't mind it.
I'm not a Longhorns fan.
Where's your Aggie ring?
I know they walk among us. I'm not passing judgment. All I'm saying is I'm watching this game. And I really didn't even.
If I was a Longhorn fan, would I be a K-State fan?
Well, depends. When they don't play K-State,
it's very dumb.
So here's my confession. I knew so many of my brethren here were getting a lot of joy out of this when the Aggies, which by the way, I've been saying they haven't played four full quarters all year.
You have.
They played a pretty good first half.
They did.
And I thought, all right, the best second half team. One of the best second half teams in the country is probably going to go ahead and take care of business in the second half. Well, the best second half team was the Texas Longhorns. And I actually am fully, you know, open to and ready to accept all the Aggie hate. It's out there from anyone, et cetera. That's the first part of the confession. The second, I still think the Aggies are in a pretty good spot. I think they're in a pretty good spot here, you know, with a home game against like maybe the ACC champ and then an Oregon team that has been up and down. If the bracket breaks the way it's probably going to break tomorrow, it hurt. The pain was real. T-shirt fans, take your shot. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me.
We focus on the playoffs.
You guys know that stuff doesn't bother me. I mean, it hurts to watch the loss.
Yeah.
But that stuff doesn't bug me.
No. The thing that I was thinking about from the Aggie perspective, why was Wisner able to run the football so damn well? 155 yards in that game.
After getting like 12 in the first half.
It brought up a question. It brought up a question. As much as we talk about Texas A&M's, their defense being so good, especially third downs and all that, do they have an explosive run play problem?
No. No, they've been really good against it, especially in the second halves of game. UTSA ran in the first half, then shut down. LSU ran in the first half, then shut down. Missouri ran in the first half, then shut down. The script was flipped in this game. Like, I was like, I'm always cautious, like we all are when you're cheering your squad. Hell, I know Figgy was probably nervous about Michigan early on.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, 100%.
We're always cautious about our team.
Sure.
But at halftime, I was like, feel pretty good about this because they're a second half team and the script was flipped.
Yeah. The funniest thing to me is just like, as good as Texas A&M has been this year, there's still the whole. The Aggies did it, which that was one of the things that we were coming into last week where we're like, oh man, they're not going to do the thing.
Oh,
they
gotcha.
They did the thing.
I
that
didn't
was
really
the thing.
Feel that.
You didn't feel like it was the thing?
Arch was good. The Texas, again, you know, all due credit. Texas, both lines did what I didn't think they would possibly happen in the second half. They out-Aggied the Aggies in terms of controlling the line of scrimmage in the second half. I mean, that's a true boy. It hurt. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I was
This is not that like that Texas lines are not where I look at for strength, and they were able to move in a way that was disconcerting.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about the game going into the game? Like, did you feel like it was
exactly what I said on these airwaves? Like, I felt if they could just have a good first half, they would win it, you know, relatively comfortably in the second half. And I was wrong, because they've done that every game. They've dominated everybody in the second half. Like, dominate. You remember the LSU game, Missouri game, hell, Notre Dame, you know, even to start the year. But, hey, give Texas credit. They dominated the second half, and I still feel pretty good about things.
I mean, yeah, you should.
Yeah.
I think in this game, you're still going to end up with one of these teams in the college football playoff, and it's probably not going to be the Longhorns, despite...
That's what sucks for the Longhorns.
Despite Sark doing all of this campaigning.
Yeah.
Which he has to do. That is his place in the way that we've situated it. I think one of the things that also makes me laugh in all of this is, told y'all. Mm-hmm. Told y'all expansion wasn't going to make y'all no happier. I told you. We in the same place, man.
It's interesting because they... And I said this last week. You know, just being fair to the Longhorns, I thought they'd have a really strong case if they beat the Aggies. I still think they have a really strong case, but I think less that they're actually going to get in now, because nobody helped them. Notre Dame didn't help them. Alabama didn't help them. You know, pick your team. That Oklahoma didn't help them. Any of those losses, and Texas would have had a bit stronger case, but I think they have a strong case. I just don't think it's going to happen.
All right. We'll talk more about that with college football on a Tuesday tomorrow.
Yeah.
A lot of conversation last week with a confession that I gave on Wednesday. Actually, Tuesday. Is when I gave it, because last week Mom's was like, you got the mac and cheese. And so I had mac and cheese duty for Thanksgiving.
We all want to know. And I actually figured, I don't know, I actually almost texted him.
Really? Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
How'd it go?
A lot of people care in a way that I did not think you would. So I appreciate you caring about me making mac and cheese. I could have just come up and been like, I could tell you how I think it went, but ain't nobody listening to me. So what I did was, I decided, of the 10 or so people that I were at my house, or my mother's house, in all honesty, for Thanksgiving, I asked a couple of them. And these two are teenage boys. And I feel like teenagers are going to be, they're going to tell you the truth. They're not afraid of hurting your feelings. So this is my little brother and a family friend who, this is their thoughts on Reggie's baked mac and cheese for Thanksgiving.
All right, Nathan, eating Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. I made the mac and cheese. It's baked mac and cheese. What do you think?
I feel like.
All right.
I was skeptical, I'm going to be honest.
Why were you skeptical?
Let's just say the presentation scared me a little bit.
Oh, okay. So you got jokes. Okay. All right. Five stars.
It was good.
Out of five stars.
For your first time, I get four.
Four? All right. All right. Cool. Ronell. You tasting the mac? You had the mac and cheese, right?
I love mac and cheese. My favorite.
Oh, it's your favorite. Okay. So I made the baked mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. What'd you think? Review.
At first, I was looking at it like, because I've never seen mac and cheese with that specific pasta, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But the mac and cheese is a 4.7 out of 5.
4.7 out of 5.
If I had some bacon to top it off, 5 out of 5.
Well, we got some bacon in the... I got you.
All right. So it was about the presentation.
I guess.
The skepticism.
I don't know what that means.
What the presentation
was?
I saw
a picture. He showed me a picture. It looked like heavy cream.
Yes. And you know what? It didn't mix well enough. So I probably needed that. Yeah. That might have been the presentation that they were talking about.
Yeah. It was crusty on top like you want. But there was a little, this sounds bad. It looked a little watery. Is that fair?
It looked like it. It wasn't, but it did look like it. So that's fair. I'll take that. He still gave me a 4.7 out of 5. I didn't understand how that happened. Yeah. Honestly, I thought I would have given myself a 3.7 out of 5.
Here's the problem now. Now you're going to make it every year.
Yeah.
Yep. It's yours.
It's yours.
It's yours.
It's yours.
You know what I might do? I might make it again and bring it up here so you guys can rate it.
Yeah.
But at least it wasn't a disaster, which was honestly the biggest thing.
So that's good, man. Yeah. That's real good.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was watching the obvious game on Saturday, Ohio State and Michigan. And it was a play where a fella from Michigan ended up getting into the ref's face.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of do a little headbutt and got a little 15-yard. I think it was a 15-yard penalty. I can't remember how many yards he got, but it was a penalty. Unsportsmanlike conduct or whatever that was. My confession was, I feel like the ref made a good call for not throwing that guy out. Because okay. I feel like just the emotions for this game and everybody was on 10 and like blood was up. I feel like that would have been too trigger happy to just throw this guy out because I don't think he really meant to hurt the referee. I think he was just kind of turned up a little bit. And it looked bad, and it probably hurt. It looked like it hurt, but yeah. I felt like it was the right call for the ref to just throw a flag and just kind of keep them in the game. If you do it again, then is it because this is Ohio State and Michigan. And I think it was, like I said, everybody was turned up. I ain't want the guy to get thrown out that early like that.
I heard about this play and read about it, obviously, on Twitter and stuff. I didn't see it in real time. Would you agree with that?
I think
discretion?
So. Yeah.
That's basically what you're saying.
And honestly, it's only because it's this game. If it was like another game, if it was Michigan and Purdue or something like that, and this guy did this, I would have been like, nah, man.
Yeah.
Get your ass out of here. Mm-hmm. You touched the ref.
Yes, out of here.
But just this game, man, I felt like all of these players was really turned up, and it was like maybe a million unsportsmanlike conduct penalties in this game.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't just throw the guy out over this, man, because I don't think he meant the head but the ref.
One of the things I absolutely love about a game like this is when you see a decision that makes you think, ref was just trying to get to his car.
Yeah.
Ref was like, hey, man, getting out of this building might have been tough, might have been rough.
Hey, those Indy refs, I don't know how they got home in that building.
100%. Yeah. There you go. Those are some lunchtime confessions. Here in the loop on Sports Radio 610-832 said, 4 stars, okay. Yeah.
That's good, man.
I was impressed that they gave me such a high rating. I don't know why that is, but yes, I appreciate that it happened. And a lot of people giving you hell about that A&M
loss. I told them to, so good for y'all.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'm good, trust me.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how good he is.
I ain't going to lie. I was kind of rude. I was kind of sad for you, man.
For me?
Yeah. I know it don't mean anything, but I feel like A&M was having a really good year.
Well, they still are.
Kinda, yeah, I know. They still are, but I kind of wanted them to, you know, just keep it rolling like that.
And all the Big Brother talk came out.
Well, you know, put it on a banner because that's the only one you're going to be playing for this year.
Yes, I'm so happy. That's the only thing I really care. I'm happy this rivalry is back.
Yeah.
I'm happy it's back.
All you texters talking about Big Brother, put it on a banner and hang it at DKR because that's the only one you're still playing for as opposed to the Aggies who are still playing for a banner.
I had to
at least defend myself once, right?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
A real one this time, right? Real banner?
They have a real one.
Amongst?
Yeah, they have a real one.
Okay.
No, actually, look it up.
I'm just giving you hell. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Having fun because of Victory Reaction Monday. It changes the vibes of everything, doesn't it? Texans get a 20-16 victory. Coming up next, are there any Texans that you'd like to put in here? Who are the winners and losers of the weekend? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.